is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The market's open in right about an hour. Futures pointing to a higher open after Monday's big sell-off. The S&P and the Dow losing 2% of their value. The NASDAQ shaved off 4%. Investors remaining cautious about President Trump's tariffs and his refusal to rule out a possible recession. High-stakes talks between Ukraine and the U.S. are taking place in Saudi Arabia.
Ukraine will propose a mutual pause with Russia on long-range strikes from the air and sea. On the agenda also, the Trump administration's freeze of U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing that is already dangerously hurting Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
ABC's Patrick Reeval at the Foreign Desk. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration has finished its six-week purge of USAID, cutting 83% of the staff. House Republicans will vote today on their spending bill continuing resolution that would fund the government at current levels through the end of September. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A bill from DePeer Republican Congressman Tony Weed seeks to end federal subsidies for EV charging stations. Weed, who formerly owned a chain of gas stations, says he sees a future in electric vehicles, but he doesn't believe taxpayer money should be subsidizing them. Millions of dollars are being spent on advertising in the race for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says the many ads which focus on crime and criminal justice don't really have much to do with the role of the Supreme Court. An American Family Children's Hospital in Madison is expanding. The expansion includes 24 new intensive care beds on the hospital's vacant sixth floor, 14 for medical-surgical pediatric care, and 10 for cardiac intensive care. The expansion will bring the total bed count at American Family Children's Hospital to 131.
It is definitely going to be cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We bounce right back, 55 for a high by Thursday, partly cloudy, 60. We're talking low 70s by Friday. Pay less for faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 804 with Genesis. Invisible Touch on Max FM.
I'm
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 48. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 27. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 58. On Thursday, sunny, a high of 62. On Friday, partly sunny with a high of 72. We are keeping an eye on that system that's moving into the air Friday afternoon into the evening. We'll provide updates that on Wednesday and Thursday as we continue to monitor that system that moves into the area. Now, Emily, we have all been dealing with the time change, right? And have you adjusted to that yet?
No.
Definitely not. I'm feeling a bit out of whack, definitely overtired, and definitely weird waking up at work. Although, on the opposite end, it's very nice to have it be light later. So, but it does screw with your circadian rhythm and all of your sleep, and it sounds like maybe your dreams.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it is nice having it light out later. That was one nice part last night. I was really happy about that, to get home just as it was getting dark last night. So I was happy about that. But, you know, it is Sleep Awareness Week, and each day has a theme. You know, like Spirit Week at school, if we all remember those days. Yesterday was Emily's favorite day. It was National Napping Day.
Naps are good for you.
Yes.
I'm a mom, everybody. Get your naps in if you can, even if they're 20 minutes. It's really amazing what that can do to your constitution. Not that I have time for those often, but when I do make time for them, it really helps. So yes, get your naps in. Yesterday was National Napping Day. Today is National Dream Day. No one has the exact same dreams. That would be weird. But there are certain types of dreams that lots of people have had. Casual Klein asked people if they've experienced these 12 dream themes, and over 20,000 people weighed in and results. So out there, listeners, we are talking about a poll that has been taken of the 12 common dreams that folks have had, you know, throughout. So I don't know where we want to start on this list.
I'll
Dave,
start.
I'm going to let you take this.
I knew you were going to have me start with this one. Number 12, a dream where you were not clothed in public. 38% of people have had those. I have so many questions, but I don't think I've had that dream before. That sounds more like a nightmare versus a dream, right?
These are also nightmares. These are not just this encompasses everything that happens when you're asleep in terms of your subconscious and what's going on in your brain. Well, I've done quite a bit of like reading up on dream meaning. So in terms of that one, that and a couple of these other ones I see, it's just about feeling a lack of control over what's going on in your life. So, it's just, you know, and that's kind of the things that we wear are something that we can control, and how we show up in public is something we can control. So if you're having dreams about not having the correct clothing on in public, or not correct, but enough, or whatever makes you uncomfortable, or any, that is definitely in terms of some of the dream meaning education that I've gotten myself into, because I think it's interesting. That means you're just feeling a little lack of control in your life, so time to kind of reset a little bit, try to figure out if you've got too many things going on, all that good stuff. So number 11, a dream about you killing someone. Yikes. So we're talking about dreams, everybody. We are talking about the different kinds of themes that folks seem to share within their dreams. 41% of people have had this dream. So I don't know what that means, but I do know it's fairly common, and it's not anything to worry about. You're not like a mass murderer. You're fine. Clearly, 41% of other people are also having this dream. So there's a lot of like meaning within violence within dreams, and it doesn't mean you're a violent person.
Right.
So, I love this one, obviously, because I've done a lot of reading about this. This is pretty cool. So, Dave, what's number 10?
All right. So, again, we're talking about the 12 common dreams that people have on National Dream Day today. And number 10 is a dream where you're pregnant, when you're not, or when you're a guy. 46% of people have had this dream. Can't say I've had that dream before, but okay, so 46% of people have a dream about being pregnant when they're not. Number 9, that one's a little interesting, Emily. What is that one?
This is a dream about your teeth falling out. 49% of people have, and most people I know have in my circles, and this is another one about losing control. So you feel like your teeth, right, are like the most solid thing in your body, hopefully, right? Like that is something that is part of you, as bone, it's part of your face. Like this is something you cannot, you know, you're going to have a really difficult time finding sustenance with, you know, for yourself through food without teeth. I mean, this is something that goes way back in biology, right? So if you're having dreams about your teeth falling out, you are feeling like something is out of control in your life. So check what's going on in your life and where you're feeling overwhelmed, and try to focus to ease that strain. So these are reactions to stress fully, because it's showing up in your dreams. Number eight, a dream where you're dying. 56% of people have had this as well. So all these things, I believe, as far as what I've read, go along with stress and worry and anxiety and things like that. Whether or not you're having a great day, some of those subconscious worries are showing up in your sleep. So it sounds like you might need a little break, need a little nap, need a little thing, something to treat, go get some mead at the Mead King, you know, that kind of stuff. So common dream themes is what we're talking about. Dave, what's number seven?
And this one I've had way back in the day. Number seven is a dream where you're in school taking a test. 56% of people have had that. So again, that's one of the common 12 common dreams that we have. And number six, a dream where you've lost your voice. You're unable to call or shout for help. 58% of people have had that one, too. So, yes, that's...
No.
I know. That would be kind of scary, you know?
For us? Are you kidding me? We couldn't do the morning show? Oh, my God. Talk about anxiety-ridden subconscious.
Right. Oh, that's a nightmare. Again, we're talking about the 12 common dreams that people have had. And, yes, I've had that one. All right, Emily, we are now getting into the top five. So, what is number five?
Number five, a common dream theme, a dream where you're hanging out with a celebrity. 60% of people have had this. Hanging out. Yep, that's what we're talking about. Hanging out with celebrities. If it's a celebrity crush, then you're still hanging out with your celebrity crush. So a lot of people seem to have that experience, which is kind of funny. I think it just goes to show how celebrities and Hollywood and all that good stuff does affect our psyche. Number four, common dream themes out there. A dream about running late to something super important. 72% of us have had this issue in our dreams.
I've had this before.
Question, do people who seem to put zero effort into being on time ever have this dream? I doubt it. I think that people whose punctuality is not that important to them, and I'm not trying to say anything about that because I've been on all sides of that coin, so maybe they don't worry about being on time. I don't know, but you know, there's a lot of pressure to be lots of places around here all the time and kind of be in two places at once, if you will, multitask, all that stuff. So I imagine running late can be a common theme for people, and it turns out it is, 72% of people. So Dave, top three, what's number three?
All right. So again, we're talking about the 12 common dreams that people have had during National Dream Day. And number three, a dream about someone who really hurt you. 75% of people have had that. So yes, that's a common one. And I'll talk about number two, and then Emily's going to talk about number one, because number two, I've had this dream before, a dream about falling. 87% of people have had that dream, myself included. I assume you have as well, Emily.
I have, and what's funky about that, I feel like that's when you're, like, in a really deep sleep, and does it ever happen where you are falling, and, like, as you're falling and about to hit the ground, or, like, maybe at the moment you fall in your dream, that's when you wake up, and you're like, ah! Oh, I'm laying in my bed, I'm fine. I don't know, maybe that's just me.
It's
anyway,
a weird one to have, you know? I mean, you feel like you're falling, or you're just kind of floating is kind of what I would allude to on that. So, again, we're talking about the 12 common dreams that people have. And, Emily, what is number one on this list? And it's no surprise to me.
Nope, no surprise to me either. Number one common dream theme that we're talking about today, because it is National Dream Day, a dream where you are being chased. 89% of people have had one of those. Now, if it's a dream about being chased by animals, that means something specific, I guess. If it's a dream about being chased by people, a specific person, an unknown force, right? There's all these different ways you can do, but essentially the feeling is the same as feeling some kind of fear and anxiety about getting away from something, right? So as far as I've read, these are also all kind of based in some like extra stress in your life and feeling like you kind of are trying to grab control of things and you're not able to get there. So if you're having dreams like this, they mean something for sure. And today's a day to kind of think about that, because today is, it's Sleep Awareness Week, which is a really, really positive thing, I believe, to focus on. So today, yesterday was nap day. Today's dream day. So think about your dreams. They do mean things. They mean a lot of things about where you're at with your emotions and your psyche. So definitely keep these things in mind and give yourself a nice walk in the sunshine today, a nap, a good meal, you know, all of these things. Also, food definitely affects your dreams. And I heard earlier, too, that this time change is definitely going to affect your dreams. You're going to be all out of whack. So just give yourself a long leash with your emotions this week. It's This is hard on people, harder than we think. So, yeah, really interesting stuff here. I love it. Love it, love it.
I knew you would when I saw this morning, Mike. I couldn't wait to talk about this one. You and I both have talked about this in the past, so I was excited to do that. So before we do forget, we want to remind everyone, you have another 40 minutes to shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our flash sale. Half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. That certificate is just $10 until 9 a.m. this morning. No code required, but you have to purchase that in the next 39 minutes. Take advantage of that offer. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40, and we'll talk about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But
I'm gonna be, I'm
the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, you have 29 more minutes to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Get half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. Today only, that certificate is just $10 till 9 a.m. No code required. Again, shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com to get half off a $20 certificate to Mead King. $10 until 9 a.m. at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, 5 years ago today, we started getting a little stressed out. It is the fifth birthday of COVID-19. The World Health Organization declared a global pandemic on March 11th, 2020. We know a lot of things happened after that. The president declared a national emergency on March 13th, and schools, businesses, and other things closed. California became the first to issue stay-at-home orders on March 19th, and other states followed. We saw things happen with the stock market. We saw more about Zoom happening. Learned a bunch of new terms like PPE, social distancing, essential workers, flatten the curve, shelter in place, and N95. Now, the World Health Organization finally declared COVID-19 no longer a global emergency 3 years later on May 5th, 2023. Now, according to their statistics, over 7 million people died worldwide, including 1.2 million in the U.S. So COVID-19 is still around, and it's been around now for 5 years, and now it's an endemic now, and it means that it circulates around. So, yeah, I do remember this distinctly. I remember things starting to close and some of the panic that ensued. And it was just weird going out in the streets and not seeing things happening. I think that was a big thing that I remember, going for a walk with the puppy that we had at the time. And it was so interesting that there was nobody out and about. And it was definitely an interesting time. I know we're all glad we're past that, but I would have been remiss if I didn't mention it, because that was 5 years ago today. All right, we got more music with Dave and Emily every morning with En Vogue on Max FM.
Pop. time for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
I'm hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy with low of 27. On Wednesday, sunny, a high of 58. Looking ahead to Thursday, sunny, a high of 62. And to wrap up the week, Friday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 72. As a reminder, you have 19 minutes left to get over to MaxFMBigDeals.com to take advantage of our flash sale. Half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs is just $10 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code required. Need to purchase that by 9 a.m., Emily.
That's right. Don't miss out, folks. It is the Mead King in the flash sale. That means awesome stuff. That means that you guys have an opportunity to have things for cheaper, but also go ahead and support a small business. So go get some mead. Go treat yourself. Definitely do that. You only are down to 15-ish minutes. 18 minutes? 18 minutes, yeah. So definitely do that. I think we shall do that. I think we should go to the Mead King, Dave.
That would be a lot of fun. I don't know if they could handle all of us being there at the same time because, you know, we get a little bit wild and crazy like that, right? But no,
I think we'd be fine. They'd love to have us there. They'd be like, oh, look, it's those people. I recognize their voices. Who are they? Weird.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It would be fun.
Rock Springs? So, I mean, yeah.
That's only 8 minutes from Baraboo, so it's a great opportunity. Again, that goes until 9 a.m., 18 minutes left. So if you want to take advantage of that, you need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com now. Emily, it is March 11th, and we're going to talk about calendar days. And one that I saw on the list today that intrigued me that I knew I had to talk about, and I didn't know it was today. Today is World Plumbing Day. And World Plumbing
it
Day.
It sure is.
It's celebrated annually to honor the critical role that plumbing plays in our societal health. I mean, we need this to keep our cities and towns clean, and it's just so important. And so I am just happy to have indoor plumbing is what that comes down to. So everyone celebrate today as you remember that. What did you see on our list today, Emily?
Well, I'm going to talk about this one just because it's a really funny picture. It's International or National Wash Your Nose Day. Keeping our noses clean has a new literal meaning, and it keeps the doctors away. So they've got a person. I don't know if anyone out there has ever used like a nose cleaner, nasal cleaner kind of thing. Afrin, you know, something like that. This person is literally squirting up one side of their nostril, and it's dripping out the other side like in a full dripping stream into a bowl. It's pretty weird looking. But point being is, a lot of reasons that people have headaches, especially in allergy season and stuff like that, is just because everything's all junked up and stuffed up way up in the sinuses, which are connected to everything else, including your eyes, ears, and some of the muscles in your neck. So you want to make sure when you have neck aches, if you have a cleared sinus passage, you will feel better in your neck. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, who knows that was going to be on our list today?
I know. It's such a... whoever makes these, sometimes I'm like, wow, you're really, really stretching for ideas here. But I like this one. We already talked about this. National Dream Day. Who says you can't achieve every one of your dreams? This special holiday begs to differ. So I like this because we talked about actual dreaming, and this talks about the dreams that you may have for your future or your life or your career or the dreams that kids have, what I want to be when I want to grow up. Such cool stuff. There's a gorgeous picture that goes along with this one of a little kid looking like he's flying an airplane, maybe thinking about being a pilot or something. Let's see. Also, Key Deer Awareness Day. Let's do our part to aid these endangered species by spreading awareness. So these guys live down in Florida, down by the Keys. That's why they're called the Key Deer. And they're like smaller than regular deer, and they're quite beautiful, and they are endangered. So different than the deer that live up here in Wisconsin who are not endangered, and there's a lot of them. These little guys are on the endangered list, so be aware of what they need and if there's anything you can do to help or just kind of learn about them. They're really beautiful. What else do you see, Dave?
It is National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. I did not know that was going on. It's a healthier option for this classic dessert. And so, yes, that does look tasty. It looks like it has some bananas on it and some other things. That looks very tasty. And I can't wait to have breakfast this morning either. That's probably part of it. It is also National Johnny Appleseed Day. So we definitely want to thank him for telling us all about apples. Now, this one, I was going to be remiss if I did not talk about it because I do know many people that do this. It is National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. So we thank all of them for their hard work. I know some people that do this, and we appreciate them. And, you know, would they give the proper send-off that people deserve? So thank you to all of them today. Again, we're talking about our calendar days for March 11th, and it's also National COVID-19 Day. I talked about that a little bit earlier, and this is the day that we had that become declared, so 5 years ago today. So
5 years ago. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Speaking of, well, not speaking of, but today is March 11th, 311. So today is 311 day. Rest assured that all your non-emergency services and requirements will be met, because that's the 311, not the 911, the 311, not the 411, the 311. It is also, and this one's cute, National Promposal Day. Get ready to ask your boo to prom in a super elaborate way. And there are some really fun stories out there about elaborate ways that some young people have asked their, you know, prom partners or their, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, whatever have you, how to, you know, ask them to prom in this elaborate fashion. I think it's a really cool trend, actually, that's happening. I, you know, as long as people aren't spending too much money, and that's not expected, because that can backfire on people in terms of, like, expectation. But you can do really neat things for people without spending any money. So I love it. Love it, love it. I have a high schooler, so, you know, it's close to home.
Yeah, exactly. And it's changed so much over the years. So that is definitely neat. It is also Worship of Tools Day. So all those DIYers, you know, appreciate those tools that you have, because you can't do those projects without those tools. It is also National Organize Your Home Office Day, Emily. So get those dusting gloves out and dusters as we get ready to clean our home offices.
Did it. Check. Done. Mine is so nice. It's so nice. I am just, it makes it such a happier place to be. So highly recommend that. Spring cleaning, and I mean, open the windows, clear out the dust, all the things. It really does help with all of the places in your brain. And then maybe you won't have dreams about your teeth falling out that actually reflecting how messy your office is. Ha! Full circle.
Full
Today
circle.
Today is also National Immune System Day. So there are so many new studies and so much new information out there about, you know, different ways to boost, protect, and be aware of your immune system. And after living through what we did 5 years ago at the beginning to now, I think we all have learned quite a bit. So definitely focus on that today. Eat some extra oranges today. Get some more vitamin C. Get out there in the sun. I mean, that vitamin E is really what's going to change the game for you. So soak up that sun, because that's going to keep your immune system boosted.
Yeah, it is so important to enjoy it. And the weather's going to be great the rest of this week. We had that cool down today. It's warming up the rest of the week. And so I'm so excited about that. Again, shorts weather this week very soon. So get out and enjoy the weather. Get out and enjoy that sun. You know, it's not a bad day to get out for a walk. That is on my list of things to do today, is get out and enjoy that. And I'm excited. It's a great day to be out today. And Emily, we appreciate you joining us today. You will be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 a.m.
Sounds like a plan. Don't forget, guys, go get your big deals of the day flash sale. You got 11 minutes. The Mead King is waiting for your purchase, so you can go party with some mead.
And that's over at maxfmbigdeals.com. No code required. You have to do that in the next 10 minutes. Take advantage of that limited time offer for our flash sale. We'll have our flash sale next week. I don't know what day it'll be yet, but it's always during the morning show, so stay tuned for that. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We hope everyone has a great rest of their day today, and we hope everyone gets a chance to enjoy that weather today.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. The City of Reedsburg Ambulance Service will be hosting a blood drive. This is going to be on Friday, March 14th from noon until 4 p.m. Be a lifesaver at their EMS blood drive. The community heroes need your help. They're going to have free snacks for donors. It only takes about an hour, and each donation can save up to 3 lives. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are appreciated. Check out Reedsburg.org to get the link, or go to bloodcenter.org. Again, this is on Friday, March 14th from noon until 4 p.m. That same day, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a Pi Day fundraiser at the library. It, of course, is March 14th. This will be happening in the community room. You can check out their website for more details, reedsburglibrary.org. And the Portage Elks Lodge will be hosting a fish fry on that Friday, March 14th from 4:30 until 7:30. Check out their Facebook page for the full menu options with takeout available. Again, this will be at the Elks Lodge in Portage. This time of year, tons of fish fries all around the area. There's also some great St. Patrick's Day events this weekend as well. Be sure to check out your local businesses and Chamber of Commerce website for all the details.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is definitely going to be cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We bounce right back. 55 for a high by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60. We're talking low 70s by Friday. Pay less for faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7.
Nine, 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 nine
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.